Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's Shiur 17 lines from the top of the Omid. That will put you more or less on the about halfway down the narrow lines of the Gemara. In the middle of the line, you'll notice a small circle that is for the Gilyon HaShas, the Rebbe Akiva Eger's circle, beginning with the words Milsa de Pshito Lehu Labai Varava. That which was a matter of acceptance or simple or well understood according to Abaye and Rava, Miboya L'Rebbe Zera. This is a question to Rebbe Zera, meaning according to Rebbe Zera, the matter that was simple to Abaye and Rava is something that needs clarification for Rebbe Zera. Now, what is, when we say that matter, so we glance down at the Rashi in the about the sixth wide line under the Gemara text, Milsa de Pshita Lahu. And now Rashi is going to make a reference to that which we learned toward the end of our previous shiur. Dezodon Shabbos v'shigigas melochus. Dezodon melochus v'shigigas Shabbos. Violations of Shabbos which were done with these two slightly different mindsets. In the first instance, he was aware that it's Shabbos, but was unaware of what he was doing, that what he was doing constitutes a melacha. And the second mindset is he was aware of what he is doing as a is a melacha, but he was shigigah Shabbos, but he wasn't aware that it was Shabbos. So according to Abaye and Rava, if a person, let us say, does a melacha with those two different mindsets, Ein chalukin l'chatois, that will not generate the need for bringing a separate sin offering for each one. In other words, if a person, let us say, cooked and planted something with the mindset of Zodon Shabbos and Shigigas Melochus, and then went ahead and cooked and planted with the mindset of Zodon Melochus and Shigigas Shabbos, so we saw that that does not generate additional chatois. Ein chalukin l'chatois, ki de ko'amri deze miskapi b'kobonu shel ze. We saw at the top of the Omid that the second set of violations was included in the first set of in the sacrifice of brought for the first set of violations. We mentioned this the concept of ze gorer et ze veloy amrinon kishne halomus ninu v'nechayev, and we don't say that it's like two separate awarenesses. Halomus literally means where someone forgets something and then recalls. So we don't say that these two different mindsets represent two separate awarenesses, v'nechayev chad, and therefore require one korban for azodon Shabbos v'shigigas melachos, v'chad ashigigas Shabbos v'zodon melachos. Notice all of that we don't say. V'afagav dechad gufa di'averohi. We don't say to mechayev a separate korban for each one, even though it's the same basic offense. Nevertheless, all of that, misafka lei, this was a point of uncertainty to Rebbe Zera. So now we continue in the Gemara, and we have a long question, which is marked by the long question marking. You can see to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text a shin that is encircled with a descending vertical dash line, and the lines of the Gemara that are opposite this vertical descending dash line constitute the question. Deboi Rebbe Zera, nay Rebbe Asi. Rebbe Zera asked of Rav Asi, v'yamli another, nay a version, name-wise, ba minei, Rebbe Yirmiyah mi Rebbe Zera. Kotsar v'tochan chatzi gugras. Now, kotsar is he harvested. V'tochan means or. In this case, the vav means or. Or he ground a chatzi gugras. The chatzi gugras literally is a half fig. Here it means a half dried fig quantity. As we mentioned in our previous shiur, the quantity, the shiur, the dimension, the amount for Meleches Shabbos, for a Meleches Shabbos violation in the realm of food, is the amount of a dried fig. Here we're talking about a half a dried fig. That's called a chatzi shiur. When one violates a chatzi shiur, so that is, doesn't constitute a direct Shabbos violation. However, you will see shortly he does again a chatzi shiur, a chatzi grogeres, with a different mindset. And he wants to know, Rabbi Zera was asking, do they join up? So the question was, where he was kotzar v'tochan chatzi grogeres b'shigigas Shabbos v'zodim molochas. This is a person that had the mindset of one who was unaware that it was Shabbos, but he was aware that harvesting or grinding constitutes a Shabbos molocha violation. The chozar v'kotzar v'tochan chatzi grogeres b'zodon Shabbos v'shigigas molochas. And then he went ahead and harvested or ground a second chatzi grogeres with a different mindset, where he was aware that it was Shabbos and unaware that what he was doing constitutes a melacha. And he didn't have any awareness in the interim. That's very important. It's worth noting. Rashi says, "V'lo noda lo bein tayim al cheto." He didn't become aware between the two actions that what he was doing was problematic. So, mahu shi'itstarfu? Do they join up? Omar le'ei? Do they join up means to form a complete shi'ur of, and he would be then guilty of a Shabbos violation. Omar le'ei, Rav Asi answers, "Chalukin lichatois v'loi mitstarfin." So Rav Asi takes a stand on this matter, which is different than the stand that Abaye and Rava would have taken. He says that they are, these two different mindsets constitute grounds for bringing separate sin offerings. And since they have this element of separateness, the two halves, half quantities of melacha do not join up. Now, a question is raised. And you'll notice it's a very long question, and that's illustrated by the kuf, the kushya. Kushya literally is a difficulty, is raised. Kuf that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with its following descending vertical dash line. So we have a question now raised against Rabbi Asi. V'chol hecha dechalukin lechatois lo mitztafi. And where there is a chatos distinction, meaning a separate chatos is generated, so there is no joining up, the hotnan. Do we not have the following Tanaic source? And whenever we have a long question, that indicates that you really have to wait a rather long time to see the point that is raised as a difficulty. You'll see at the toward the end of this Tanaic source a dashed underline where it says Mimin Echod Mitzchayev. In this source, there will be a violation of two half quantities, and they will join up, and the Gemara will explain afterwards that these two half quantities represent chiluk chatois. Each one represents grounds for bringing a separate korban chatos if they would have been done in a complete shiur. Since here we're talking about a half shiur, even though they are chaluk l'chatois, they will join up. And that's the heart of the question. Now, we have to get into all of the detail. So the Gemara is asking, we begin the question again, v'chol hecha dechalukin l'chatois lo mitzdarfei v'hotnan, ochal chelev v'chelev behelem echad, enu chayav elo achas. Chelev is a forbidden section of animals, and one who eats chelev b'shogeg, he would have to bring a korban chatos. So this person ate two minimum quantities of chelev. The quantity spoken about is a kezias, but he ate the two kezesim of chelev in one state of lack of awareness. That's behelam echad. He was unaware throughout the two kizasin, the two olive quantities of chelev. So he's chayv only one sin offering. Ochal chelev adam v'noisur upigul behelam echad. Here he violated four different offenses. He ate chelev, and dam is blood, noisur is leftover korban material, and pigul is also forbidden korban material because of a korban processed with the pigul mindset. Four offenses in one state of lack of awareness, chayav al kol achas v'achas. So, since each one is a separate legal offense, it's not the repeat of one offense, but it's four separate offenses, even though they were done in one state of lack of awareness, he brings, nevertheless, a separate sin offering for each one. Zu choymer b'minin harbe mimin echad. This is a stringency accorded to multiple varieties or types, in this case types of offenses, than one would find in the case of multiple offenses of one type of sin. Vezu chomer b'min echad mimin in harbe. And the following is a stringency in the case of one type versus the cape of multiple types. She'im ochal chatzi zayas v'chozar v'ochal chatzi zayas mimin echad chayov mishnei minin poter. If a person ate a half quantity of chelev, for example, or of nosar, whatever, one of the offenses, eating offenses that generates a korban chatos, but he ate a half quantity of it, that's a chatzi zayis, a half olive amount, and then he ate a second half olive amount of the same offense. But if we stick to the chelev example, so we ate a second half olive quantity of chelev. That's mimin echad. They were, the two half olive quantities were of the same type of transgression, in this case chelev. Then they join up. Mishnei minin potter. If they're two different types, so then they're potter. Now we have to be very careful not to over explain things right now, because all we are really saying is mimin echad, meaning of the same type. So then he's chayev if they are mishnei minim, if they're two different types, potter. Now, to say that as it is would leave us with the feeling of, hey, you're telling me something that's very obvious. V'havinon bo, and we ask ourselves, mimin echad chayov tzricholam emar. To tell me something that's so obvious, I don't need a Tanaic source to tell me that which is obvious. In other words, if someone ate a half kezias of chelev, and then ate again another half kezias of chelev in one state of lack of awareness, and let us say that he ate them within the shiur zman for achila. This is a point that Rashi makes, and that shiur zman, that the time frame for eating is called kedei achilas pras. It's within a certain amount of some minutes. So he ate them within the minimum amount of minutes, or the maximum amount of minutes that we allot for something called a shiur, a span of time that constitutes eating. Anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes, let's just say. So he ate the two half quantities of min echad. Of course they will join up to constitute an eating offense. The Omar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutani. Tutani is Bar Tutani is someone's name. So Reish Lakish quoted Bar Tutani. Hocha b'mayaskinon kegon she'ochloi b'shnei tamchuyin. he ate the two chatzi zesim in two tamchuyin, two different ways of preparation. One was cooked and the other was roasted. For Rabbi Yeshua, so he ate a half quantity of roasted chalev and a half quantity of cooked chalev. And in accordance, this source, there was no name in it, but it's in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar, Tamchuyin Mechalkin. That means that methods of preparation will make the items considered as if they're two different varieties. For example, he ate, let us say, not, and it's not our case, but let us say he ate a full kezias of roasted chalev and a full kezias of cooked chalev. So the word mechalkin means that would require separate. Mechalkin means separate sin offerings. It's as if the cooked chalev, the relationship between the cooked chalev and the roasted chalev is the relationship between chalev and dam. Two separate offenses. Mahu detemo. So the chiddush in our discussion with regard to the half kezesim is as follows. I would have thought, without this source, I would have thought, Mahu detema Omar Rabbi Yeshua, bein lekula bein lechumra, that Rabbi Yeshua says, Tamchuyin mechalkin, whether it be for leniency. Now leniency would have been, and it's not what we're going to say, but it would have been what's called a chatzi shiur. That means if you have a half quantity of roasted chalev and a half quantity of cooked chalev, the shnei tamchuyin, and since we're saying they are considered separate entities, they would not join up. And bein l'chumra means if each piece of chalev was a complete shiur, was a full zayas of roasted and a full zayas of cooked, that would be l'chumra, a stringency to generate two separate sin offerings. Komash molon de l'kula lo'omar l'chumra ko'omar. This source is coming to tell me that Rabbi Yeshua says his din only in the direction of stringency. He does not say it regarding a leniency. In other words, a half zayas of cooked chalev and a half zayas of roasted chalev, we will say they join up. That is a stringency. It's not a kula. What is it that we see now? We see a case of chalukin l'chatois. Namely, roasted chalev versus cooked chalev. If you had a full quantity of each one, they would generate a separate chatos. So you have, here's a case of chalukin l'chatois, v'hohocho, the chalukin l'chatois, v'ko mitzdarfi. The two half zesim, in fact, join up. What did Rav Asi say before? Before we started this long question, you just glance up where you see the dashed, underlined comment. He said, Chalukin lechatois velo mitzdarfi. And he had said this as a response to Rabbi Zeira's question, what would the din be of someone who was kotzar or tochan, half quantity with the Shiga Shabbos Zodim Melochus mindset, and then he repeated the same action with the other mindset of Zodim Shabbos Shigas Melochus. Rabbi Asi says, well, since they are Chalukin lechatois, they don't join up. Here we have, in the case of the eating violations, an example of chalukin lechatos, and they do join up. That's a question on Rav Asi. Omar Le, Rav Asi responds, more aresha masni lo vekashile. You, in raising the question, and he is addressing the questioner, Rav Asi is addressing the questioner, if, as far as the names are concerned, the first version of names would be Rabbi Zeira. So, Omar Leis, Rav Asi is addressing Rabbi Zeira, or whoever objected to him, and said, you teach Reish Lakish's din. Reish Lakish we underline on the first wide line. You teach Reish Lakish on the Reisha. The Reisha is what we saw toward the end of the source, but we wrote in between the lines the word Reisha over the dashed underlined expression Mimine Chot Chayav. So you taught Reish Lakish's din of Shnei Tamchuyin for Birshuahi regarding the Reisha, Vekashile, and then that led you to the question on what I was saying. Anan asefa masninon lo velo kashiolon. I apply Reish Lakish's analysis to the Seifa, and we also had written in the word Seifa on the last narrow line of the Gemara, where at the very end of the source the expression of Mishnei Minim Potter appeared. So I teach, Rav Asi says, I apply Reish Lakish's din to that section and avoid any questions, and things are smooth. Now, what did it say in the Seifa? And here we have a little frame. Mishnei Minin Potter. If he had a Chatzi Zayas of one Min and a Chatzi Zayas of another Min, they are Mishnei Minim, they are Potter. In other words, they do not join up. So, when you read the source and you read those words, Mishnei Minim Potter Tzricha Lameimar, do I need to tell you that? Now, because on the simple level, without any Reish Lakish explanation, Shnei Minim would mean two different things. So, if you have a Chatzi Zayas of Chelev and a Chatzi Zayas of Pigel, of course they're not going to join up. They're two different things. So, why does the source even bother teaching that? The Omar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutani. So, to explain the significance of the source, Reish Lakish quotes Bar Tutani and says, Li'oilomi min echod, that Seifa, when it says Mishnei Minim, it really means one basic item. V'amai kori lo Shnei Minim, why is the one basic offense called two Minim? She'ochloi b'shnei tamchuyin. He ate them in two separate ways of preparation. One cooked, one roasted. Rabbi Yeshua he d'amar tamchuyin mechalkin. And the Seifa here is in accordance with Rabbi Yeshua, that says the fact that something is prepared in two different ways, that is grounds for saying he would have to bring two separate sin offerings, assuming that he ate two minimum quantities, even though he ate them in one state of lack of awareness. The Ha Komash Malon, and the significance of this source is to reveal the Omar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said his principle of Tamchuyin Mechalkin Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra, whether it be a leniency, for example, the Chatzi Shiur, since they are Chalukin Lechatois, they will not join up. Bein Lechumra means if he ate a full quantity of each one, of each piece of chelev, the one that was cooked and the one that was roasted, so I'll have to bring two separate chatois. Now, for our purposes, the main thing to note is when it says bein lekula, we have a little star and the note on the side. The hoyel we wrote the hoyel de chalukin lechatois loy mitzdarfin. This is exactly what Rav Asi had said earlier. So, at this point in the Gemara, Rav Asi has defended his approach in his response to Rabbi Zeiro's original question. And just to not lose sight of the forest for the trees, according to this entire approach that we've taken from the beginning of today's shiur till now, the approach to Zodon Shabbos, Shigas Melachos versus Shigigas Shabbos, Vizodon Melachos, is to really treat them as separate entities. And therefore, if he were to commit a double Shabbos violation with these two separate mindsets, it would generate the need for bringing separate sacrifices. The Gemara continues now, analyzing the Tanaic source in light of everything we have said till now. Midaseifa min echad ushnei tamchuyin, from the fact that the Seifa, which used the terms Mishnei Minim, is really one type of offense, but prepared in two different ways. If we continue with our chelev example, you have a piece of roasted chelev and a piece of cooked chelev. That is what the seifa means, shnei minim. So then we can infer, and we continue at the top of Omid Beis, Michlal de Reisha, the Reisha that said he is chayav, and in the Reisha that said if it was min echad, he's chayav. What does that mean? Min echod v'tam chui echod. That would mean he ate one piece of one offense, meaning he ate chelev, a half quantity cooked, and another half quantity cooked. Tam chuyecha means one method of preparation. Well, this would seem to be very obvious. Min echad v'tam chuyechad tzricho lameimar. If he ate a half zayas of chelev, tam chuyechad, cooked, let's say, and another half zayas within the shiur azman of kedei achilas pras, within the minute, within the required time frame that constitutes an act of eating. So do I need to tell you that they join up? It's obvious that two halves equal a whole, and therefore he will have to bring a sin offering. Omar Rav Huna Hocha b'Mayaskin. Rav Huna explains that here in this source we are talking about a case kegon shoyselo yediyah bein tayim. He gained awareness before he ate the second half. Before he ate the second half olive quantity, he became aware that he had eaten the first half olive quantity. Awareness between two actions, generally speaking, splits them apart. However, not so over here. The Rabbon Gamliel Hi, and this source is in accordance with the approach taken by Rabbi Gamliel to half quantities. The Omar, Rabbi Gamliel has said, "Ein yediyah lechatzi shiur," becoming aware in the middle or between half quantity violations is not considered awareness. It's not something we reckon with, and therefore the two half quantities are able to join up. And hence it said, "Mishnei mimin echad chayav." As we continue in the Gemara, we have a new topic, new topic heading on the side under our Nosei heading. We have written, Ochal Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behelem Echad. A person ate two olive quantities of Chelev, two full olive quantities, but in one state of lack of awareness. So between the first and second Kizayas that he ate, he did not become aware that he committed an offense. V'achar kach noda lo al hasheni. And at a certain point later, he became aware of having eaten a second olive quantity. Mosai noda lo al hasheni. We are going to become interested in knowing when did he become aware of the second quantity. And we will have a number of different possibilities as we go on in the Gemara. We've listed off three possibilities, as you can see the note continues, and this will lead us into a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Just to repeat the obvious, a person who had eaten two olive quantities of, we'll keep to our Chelev example, he ate two kezesim of chelev, and he if he had become aware after eating the first, before eating the second, that he had done something wrong, he had eaten chelev, and then went on to eat a second kezias of chelev, forgetting himself or being unaware, he would certainly need to bring two separate sin offerings. In our case, though, the eating stage of things, he did not gain awareness between the two. After having eaten, though, there is a possibility that he became aware of the first olive quantity, and he set aside simply became aware of the first olive quantity. And before setting aside a sin offering, before being mafresh korban, he became aware of the second olive quantity. So that's what we've listed here as number one, lifnei shehifrish chatos. He became aware of the second olive quantity. Let's read that note again, lifnei shehifrish chatos al kezayas rishon. And we have a little chart that you can see at the on the bottom of our Gemara, with a type of timeline, and this timeline suggests the different possibilities mentioned in the Gemara. And we've noted that this timeline deals with the issue of Masai Chayev Shnei Chatois, L'Reish Lakish, and L'Rabbi Yochanan. At what point, or what will generate the possibility of bringing, or the scenario of bringing, two separate sin offerings for our offender, the one who ate the two kizesim behelem echad? So we went through the first possibility is lifnei shifrish chatos al kizayis rishon. A second possibility is achar hafrosha lifnei kapora, and you can see this on our timeline as a second possibility, that after he set aside a sacrifice for the first kizayis, only then did he become aware of the second kizayis. That's what we call yediyah li'achar hafrosha. And we noted noda on our chart. We noted noda al shtayim la'achar shehifrish al rishon. He became aware of the second one only at this point in time. And then we have a third scenario, achar kapora, meaning he didn't become aware of the second violation until he brought the actual bringing of the sacrifice, the offering of the sacrifice. That's kapora. Kapora literally means atonement. That he gained his atonement through bringing the sacrifice for the first kizayis, and only after that did he become aware of having eaten the second olive quantity. We can safely say that under those circumstances where he brought a sacrifice only for the first olive quantity, and only after that did he become aware of having eaten the second olive quantity, everyone, meaning Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, will agree that he'll have to bring a separate Korban Chatas. As far as the other scenarios are concerned, we are going to see in the Gemara, it will open up that as a question. Will Rabbi Yochanan, who generally speaking is into, let's say, bringing multiple sacrifices, will he say his din even where he became aware of the second olive quantity before even setting aside a sacrifice for the first? That's very early in the scheme of things. And since it's so early in the scheme of things, one might have thought that one sacrifice will suffice. After all, the original offense was committed in one state of lack of awareness, behelem echad. So we'll be going through these different stages of when does he become aware of the second one, at which point we will be asking, is it at that point that Rabbi Yochanan says his din, that he's chayav shtei chatos? So each stage will become the focus of attention. As we let us now first turn to the Gemara, and then we will pay attention to some of the additional markings that will appear in the sugya. So we continue with the Gemara, five lines from the top of Ayin Aleph Omid Beis, Itmar, Ochal Shnei Zeisei Chelev Behelem Echad. A person ate two olive quantities of Chelev in one state of lack of awareness. V'noidalo al harishoin, v'chozar v'noidalo al hasheni. He became aware of having committed an offense. He at the time wasn't aware. He thought he was eating something. He was aware. He thought that what he was eating was something that was kosher, something acceptable. So he became aware after eating both kizesim of chelev. He became aware of having eaten one shiur, and then later he became aware of having eaten the second one. This is a very general statement because, as we said in our introduction, this idea of becoming aware later of the second kizayis is something that will be part of our discussion. When is that point in time that we call later? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav Shtayim, because of the fact that the gaining awareness was split apart, so he's Chayav two sacrifice, two sin offerings. Reish Lakish Amar Einu Chayav Elo Achas. Reish Lakish says, we focus primarily on the initial offense, and therefore, since he ate the two Behelem Echad, he's Chayav to bring only one sacrifice. The one sacrifice will cover the two Kezesim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav, Rabbi Yochanan said he's chayav too, and basing himself on a posuk that says al chatoso vehevi, and that posuk indicates for us, for each offense, each kezias, he brings a separate sacrifice. For Reish Lakish Amar Poter, Reish Lakish exempts from additional sacrificial needs because the posuk says mechatoso v'nislach lo, which indicates to us, even if he brought a sacrifice for part of his offenses, that is enough. He gets complete atonement. So that even though there were multiple kezesim consumed, the bringing of the sacrifice for one will cover all of it. Reish Lakish haksiv al chatoso behevi. Well, Reish Lakish, what does he do with Rabbi Yochanan's posuk, which was mashma multiple sacrifices? Answer: Hahu la'achar kapora. The idea of multiple sacrifices, or the need for multiple sacrifices, is true even according to Reish Lakish, but only in the event that he became aware of the second kezias after slaughtering and offering up the sacrifice for the first kezias. The fact that he finished all his atonement needs for the first olive quantity and only then became aware of the second kezias consumption, that breaks them apart and generates the need for a separate sin offering. Ulu Rabbi Yochanan nami hoksiv mechatoso v'nislach lo. Well, what about now we turn to Rabbi Yochanan? The squiggle underline is here to enable you to notice the give and take discussion. So here we turn back to Rabbi Yochanan, who we saw was into this idea of multiple sacrifices. Well, what does he do with the pasuk that says mechatoso v'nislach lo, which indicated to us one sacrifice would suffice to cover his offenses? Rabbi Yochanan answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon, this pasuk is addressing a very specific case, a very different case. Kegoyin she'ochal kezayas u'mechtza. Someone who ate 1.5 olive quantities of chelev. V'noda lo al kezayas. And he then became aware that he ate one kezayas. Not the other half, not the half, just the one full, because he ate 1.5. So he became aware of the one full kezias that he ate. V'chozar v'ochal k'chatzi zayas acher b'halomoy shel sheni. And then he ate a second half quantity of chelev before having discovered that he ate a first half quantity. Before he discovered that first half zayas that was attached to the kezias umechtza that he originally ate. Mahu tetemo litzdarfu, one might have thought that they will join up and thereby necessitate a second sacrifice. Kol mashmolon, the posuk tells me, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the posuk of mechatos of v'nisachlo, tells me that he will be exempt. And why is that? So Rashi explains a couple lines down from here, Dibur Masl Komash Malan, at the end of the line, Dahai Chatzi Zayas Im Zayas Kamo Shayach Bosu Yudia Kamaisa. The first half quantity is considered attached knowledge wise in legally speaking, not in actuality, but legally speaking, it's attached to the first full quantity. V'havi ki ilu noda lo ala koil, when he became aware of the first full kezias quantity that he ate, even though in actuality he ate 1.5 kezasim, that half zayas is considered part of that one kezias, and it's as if he became aware of everything, meaning at that point in time, 1.5. Taha ihave maisi korban have a michbar behade desayis below shum yedia. Had he brought a korban at that point in time, the korban would have covered the not only the one full zayas that he ate, but the half zayas also, without any specific awareness of that half zayas. Why? The pachos mikashir lo choshev, that awareness of a partial quantity is of no real significance. Avol kezayas lo michbar below yediyah, but a full kezayas. If a person, let us say, he committed an offense, and without becoming aware of the offense, he decided to bring a sin offering, and then afterwards he discovered that he committed the offense, it wouldn't atone for him. Hilkoch ki lo isyada le behadei elo ze achar ze havu yedios mechalkos. Therefore, in our case where he ate 1.5 sesim, and then he ate a second half zayas, where awareness was not gained together. So we will say yedios mechalkos, that the knowledge that he discovered, that he first discovered having eaten the first zayas, that yediyah is mechalik and doesn't allow the second kezayas to join up. The Gemara continues, and just to point out regarding that very last point, since the second kezayas, the second half zayas, does not join up with the first half zayas, one sacrifice is enough to cover this scenario. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan uses the pasuk of Mechatos of Enislachlo to teach me. As we continue in the Gemara, we'll notice a volcano shape, and we employ this shape because it enables us to flip it around from time to time, indicating a give-and-take style Gemara. And on the side, we indicate under our Mivneh heading a Ma'akav. That's an attempt to keep track. With the narrow part facing upwards, it represents a She'ela. And with the volcano shape flipped over, it represents a Tshuva, a response. So if we just take a bird's eye view of the Gemara from here till the bottom, we'll notice that we open up with a question, and it's a long question. It's quite an analysis, a clarification question. And then at the last narrow line, we receive an answer. Rav Ashi gives a response. However, we will notice four lines from the bottom, this volcano shape again flips around with the narrow part facing up, indicating a reinstatement of the question. So now we begin this long question. And here the Gemara is going to focus on the Machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where there was a gaining of awareness of the second Zayas at a point in time separate or different than the awareness that he gained regarding the first half Zayas. Does that generate the need for bringing additional sacrifices? So the Gemara, Omar le Ravina le Ravashi. Omar le means he asked. Ravashi asked. Ravina asked Ravashi. Disyada le kodem hafrosh plihi. But maybe even before we go further in the Gemara, notice the unique style of this long question. You'll notice we have a little aleph written between the lines, and a few lines later you'll see a squiggle underline expression O Dilma. That's then noted Bays. O Dilma means, or possibly a second, Bayes, a second analysis. And then a few lines after that, you'll notice a gimel, again, an odoma, squiggle underline, or possibly a third way of looking at their machlokas. So there are three stages to this question. So the first stage is, are we saying that he became aware disyadale koidim hafrosha pligi? That means, and you can always refer to the timeline that we have that accompanies this sugya at the bottom of the Gemara, that their machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, will apply to a case where he became aware of the second kezias of chilev having been eaten, of his having eaten it, before he set aside a sacrifice to atone for the first kezias that he ate. Ubahal pligi, and the following would be the analysis if you assume that scenario. The more Savar Yadias Machalkas, Rabbi Yochanan, who suggested multiple sacrifices, says that since he became aware of the two olive quantities, he became aware of them separately, namely, and you can see this on the chart, he became Noda Lo Al Echad, we wrote in there, and then Noda Al Shtayim. That's toward the first, toward the beginning of the chart, you can see those indicated. He became first aware of one. One means the first zayas, and then Noda Lo Al on number two, the second zayas. All of this before he set aside any sacrifices. This is indicated on the chart as under our efshoriot, under our possibilities, as yediya koidem hafrosha. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would be of the opinion that the fact that there was yediyos, separate awarenesses, that is mechalek, that generates the need for separate sacrifices. Umar Savar Reish Lakish would tell you hafroshos mechalkos, the setting aside of the sacrifice would be a point of demarcation or division. Namely, if he had actually set aside, before becoming aware of the second Zayas violation, he had set aside a sacrifice. That's hafroshos mechakos. And then only after he set aside the sacrifice, he dedicated the sacrifice for the first Kezias offense, he becomes aware of the second Kezias that he ate. Only then would you need to bring a separate sacrifice. However, Avol Acher Hafrosha, becoming aware of the second Zayas after setting aside a korban for the first Kezias, Modi Le Reish Lakish L'Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish will concede to Rabbi Yochanan that there is this significant division or point of division, that I will agree with you that under those circumstances, the Chayev Shtayim, that he is obligated to bring two sin offerings. Oy Dilma, it could be disyadalei li'achar hafrosha pligi, that becoming aware, even if it's after the dedication of the first sacrifice for the first kezias of chelev, they will argue. In other words, Reish Lakish will continue to insist on one sacrifice. Ubahal pligi, the more sover hafroshus mechalkas, Rabbi Yochanan would say that the setting aside of the sacrifice, the dedication of the sacrifice, is a division point, generating the need for a second sacrifice if he upon becoming aware of the second kezias at this point. Umar sover, Reish Lakish says, kaporos mechalkas, that only the actual offering of the sacrifice would be a division point. Avol koidim hafrosha. But becoming aware, if you take this approach, it will leave room for us to say that becoming aware of the second kezias before even setting aside a sacrifice, that's very early in the scheme of things. Becoming aware of the second kezias before setting aside a korban for the first kezias, modi le Rabbi Yochanan le Reish Lakish, di eino chayav alo achas, that under those circumstances, Rabbi Yochanan will concede to Reish Lakish that one sacrifice is enough. Oy Dilma, a third possibility is Bein Bezu Machloikis, that the insistence of Rabbi Yochanan on multiple sacrifices will be under both cases, both circumstances, and likewise Reish Lakish's insistence on one sacrifice being enough will also be under both circumstances. We have a little note that spells this out. Just try to find the double star in the margin of the Gemara, and you'll find it to the extreme left-hand side of the page. And we've written, if you say this, bein bezu machlekes, the Reish Lakish sagi be'echad, according to Reish Lakish, one korban will be enough, afilu achar hafrosha, even where you become aware of the second zayas after you set aside a sacrifice for the first, and Rabbi Yochanan boy shnayim, Rabbi Yochanan will require two sin offerings, afilu koidim hafrosha, where you become aware of the second zayas even before you set aside a korban for the first kezias, simply because he takes the opinion of Yedios Machalkos straight through. We are now waiting for a response. All of this was a question. Ravina's question to Rav Ashi, and as we said before, under what circumstances do they, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, hold their respective opinions? Omale, Rav Ashi responds, Mistabro bein bezu machlekes. It is most likely that Rabbi Yochanan will need two sacrifices, even in the case of becoming aware of the second kezias before hafrosha for the first kezias offense. And Reish Lakish will tell you that one sacrifice is sufficient even where you become aware of the second kezias after having set aside a sacrifice for the first kezias. And as we go on in the Gemara, we should have noted a moment before that this is a long answer. It's Rav Ashi's answer. And you'll notice it, the dashed line, vertical line to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, indicating that all of these lines till the next trapezoid form Ravashi's answer. And he explains. We have diamonds around the word de'i, and on the side of the Gemara, de'i sakadaitach. These are hoichachos shel Ravashi, the tshuvas. Ravashi is trying to bolster his response, and he does so with this logic. Let's continue in the Gemara. The e salka daitoch kodem hafrosha pligi avala achar hafrosha moidi le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan the chayav shtayim. If you were to think all of that, namely that the machlokis is only before hafrosha, means the idea of the second one is before hafrosha for the first kezias, but idea of the second one being gained after setting aside a sacrifice for the first kezias, Reish Lakish will concede to Rabbi Yochanan that he's chayav two, the two separate sin offerings. If that be the case, note the little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You'll align this with the arrow on the upper part of the page. Adam, the Gemara continues, Adam moikim lay kraw. Reish Lakish, instead of establishing the posik that indicated multiple sacrifices, namely the posuk of Al Chatoso Vehevi, instead of establishing that, the Archa Kapora, where you became aware of the second Zayas of Chelev after the offering of the first sacrifice, not just the setting aside, but the offering, well, Lukme Liachar Frosha, he could have set up the posuk with a bigger Chiddush in it, telling me that you will need to bring a separate sacrifice, even if you become aware of the second kezias before offering, namely after hafrosha, after having set aside a sacrifice for the first kezias. But he didn't say that. That would indicate that Reish Lakish will tell you that even a yediyah of the second kezias after hafrosha, all you need is one sacrifice. Continuing in the Gemara, the E, again, we're going to have a long phrase marking. It's like a line and a half of more we will have to read together. The E, if you were to say, Acher hafrosha pligi avokoidim hafrosha, Moidi le Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish the Eino Chayav Elo Achas. If it were so that Rabbi Yochanan says multiple sacrifices only where you gain awareness after Hafrosha, but had you gained awareness before Hafrosha, then Rabbi Yochanan would have conceded to Reish Lakish that one sacrifice is enough. Well, if that be the case, note the star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, and you can align it with the star above. Ademoki le kro bekezayesu mechza. Instead of Rabbi Yochanan setting up the posuk that indicated the posuk of Mechatos of Nislachlo that said one sacrifice is enough, instead of setting it up under the circumstances of kezayesu mechza that we explained above, lukme kodem hafrosha. You could have set up the posuk regarding awareness of the second, gaining awareness of the second kezias before having set aside a sacrifice for the first offense, the first kezias offense. And that would have been a bigger chiddush, that even though you're dealing with full quantities, and the fact that they're full quantities, one might have thought you should bring a separate sacrifice for each one, but since the awareness of the second one was before Hafrosha, for the Hafrosha's Korban for the first offense, so one sacrifice would have been enough. But once again, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. So it must be that he holds that one sacrifice would not be enough, and only in the case of Kezias Umechza is one sacrifice enough. So up till this point, Rav Ashi proves to his satisfaction his answer. That was namely, bein bezu machlekes. The Gemara casts the shadow of doubt on Rav Ashi's answer. V'dilma svuki misafka lehu. Maybe they were in doubt. Namely, when they present their shitas, they're really presenting, that means Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, when their shitas are being presented, they're presenting their shitos only from a standpoint of uncertainty. And this will be explained as we go on in the Gemara. The intentsiloma ko'omar, and the way their answers are presented is in the intentsilomar fashion, namely, intentsilomar koidim hafrosha pliki. If you are going to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argued even before hafrosha, meaning the awareness of the two zeisei chelev took place, each one becoming aware separately, but in the meantime he hasn't yet set aside any sacrifices. If that is their position, then Rabbi Yochanan hechi muki le kra. How would Rabbi Yochanan set up the pasuk that indicated one sacrifice is enough? Well, it would be he would set it up because ayesu mechza. The way we're presenting it right now is we're not saying that that's for sure what Rabbi Yochanan does with the pasuk. We're simply saying that if he's going to insist on multiple kavanas, even where there's a yediya koidim hafrosha, then the only use of the pasuk for him will be the case of kezayas umechza. The im tin selomer li achar hafrosha pliki. And if you're going to want to say that their machlokis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is achar hafrosha, where he becomes aware of the second Zayas after setting aside the Korban for the first Kezayas, but even so, Reish Lakish will tell you one sacrifice is enough. The question would be, Reish Lakish, heichi muki le lekra? What will Reish Lakish do with the Pasuk of Al Chatasa, which indicates the need for multiple Korbanas? So if that it would be the case, then he will tell you, Bila Achar Kapora. My use of the pasuk would be where of the multiple korban pasuk would be where he becomes aware of the second kezias for the first time only after he offered up, he slaughtered and sprinkled the blood of the sacrifice for the first Kezias. But as we are saying in this last rejection of Rav Ashi's response, we are telling you that it remains an open question as to under what circumstances do Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue with one another. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.